You're listening to In the Vault, a KPMG banking industry podcast series.
Hey everyone, welcome to In the Vault with KPMG. I'm your host, Liz Lamadou, a principal in KPMG's banking and capital markets tax practice. Today we're going to talk about something we see more and more in banking and capital markets, and that is a transformation in how tax and legal departments manage their legal service providers, and in fact, how legal services are themselves provided. So today, I'm excited to be joined by Tom Greenway, a principal with KPMG Law US, and Jeff Cantanzaro, principal with KPMG Legal Business Services. So Tom and Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.
So banking and capital markets face regulatory demands that require tax, legal, compliance, and regulatory reporting teams to work in a coordinated way, which leads to an increased need for coordinated legal support across the banking organization's ecosystem. And layer on that the efficiency and cost takeout drivers, and it's really requiring legal departments to transform how they work with service providers. So during our conversation, we're going to unpack some of these changes and discuss what's happening with KPMG law in the U.S. But first, let's step back some months to set the stage. In February 2025, the Arizona Supreme Court approved KPMG's application to operate as an alternative business structure, essentially granting a law license to its subsidiary, KPMG Law US. So let's start there. Tom, what's going on with KPMG Law right now?
Well, Liz, as you point out, we're almost at our one-year anniversary, and things are going great. We have a huge amount of momentum, certainly on the demand side, which we can talk about, but also as we're building our teams and our capabilities to serve that demand. It's a really exciting time, and it's really exciting to be part of a startup inside of this larger global network that, of course, is mature with huge resources, wonderful culture, and a magnificent distribution network.
What are some of the things that KPMG Law is working on, and particularly from a banking perspective, are there certain services that clients are requesting?
Yeah, absolutely, Liz. And you hit on some of the triggers in your introductory remarks. Lawyers and law departments are being challenged by their organizations to do much more work, much faster, and at a higher quality level than they have in the past. And those same law departments are being challenged to do all of that without any additional headcount or even resources. They're being challenged to become more efficient and better and faster. And that's quite a challenge. So we're helping along those lines because, of course, at KPMG, we've been helping clients for years in our other businesses become faster, more effective, more efficient using different ways of working, using our networking and our network capabilities, and of course, our significant investments in technology. So that's it from a general perspective, what we're doing. From an actual use case, how are we helping? Some of the services that we're offering now in the market include helping out with transactional work if there are internal reorganizations or even external M&A transactions where clients are looking for efficiency. Certainly around operational challenges that banks and other organizations in financial services are facing, and I think Jeff will get into this a little bit more, a lot of the operational challenges that law departments and compliance functions face, we can help out there too, because of course we've got lots of experience and capabilities there.
I want to drill down on a couple of those points before we get into the larger operational services. You know, you mentioned transactional work, M&A type work, and I think there's certainly a connection between legal and tax in all of those realms, right? We see where tax departments can be a user of these same legal services for all of these transactional issues.
Exactly. And that's where a firm like KPMG, where we can bring our advisory and strategy practices to bear, as well as our tax and legal practices to bear on one transaction in an integrated way, our clients see those synergies and those efficiencies and those simplified ways of working as a real advantage in the market.
Absolutely see that. And so that's one of the connections, I think, where you were talking about the synergies and efficiencies. I think I want to mention another connection, and that is just with the global U.S. firms, where, you know, a lot of other countries, that those firms have been practicing law for some time. So while it's new to us here in the U.S., and we're talking specifically about KPMG Law U.S., this is a global network, right?
Absolutely. And that is a key differentiator for us, not just against our other competitors in Big Four, which, of course, do not have U.S. Law practices, but also other large global law firms. The one advantage that we have is our culture and our teaming culture in particular. So a client, let's just say a U.S. multinational client, can sign one engagement letter with KPMG Law in the U.S., and that unlocks our global network. And our attitude and our approach to working with clients is to take all that knitting of the network, we'll take that on our shoulders. So typically, clients have to engage with counsel around the world, and that's really their problem. But under the KPMG Global Network, we can be the ones who facilitate and open up that network on behalf of our clients. And that's, again, a real differentiator for us in the market.
I want to turn to you, Jeff, and talk a little bit more about the transformation of legal departments and their services, maybe less on the transactional side, where I play, where I think about tax interacting with legal. And can you talk to us about legal departments and what you're seeing them doing now?
Absolutely. And what we're seeing in the market is it's a collaboration where heads of tax and heads of legal in these banking and capital markets accounts, Tom already mentioned this, they're under pressure to deliver more control and more insight with fewer resources. But the regulatory expectations around governance and controls keeps rising. What we're seeing, and then this is the opportunity for legal to partner with tax, seeing tax and legal collaboration is evolving from these one-off projects into defined capabilities. And it's often delivered through a blend of in-house teams, managed services providers, and external counsel. The institutions that are making the most progress are treating tax and legal collaboration as a managed capability and not just a series of heroic one-time cleanups.
Can you give us a more specific example of that?
Sure. So in a transformation setting or in a business operating model change, we're seeing a pattern where a major business or an operating model changes new entities or new products. It shifts in booking locations. This is where tax, legal, and businesses all need to agree who does what, where the value is created, and how that shows up in contracts. So the pitfall there is that when it's handled in a purely project-by-project way, standards are drifting. And similar products that are documented differently in different regions, which makes it harder to defend a coherent global story or even national story. So what we're seeing what's working better is when banks are defining a repeatable change lane. And this could be supported by a managed service or working with external counsel. And it's bringing together tax and legal along with operations to develop standardized playbooks, clause libraries, and approval workflows. So whenever there's a new product or entity that passes through the same risk-aware process.
So I like that example. And really, I think it speaks to the kind of work we're doing at KPMG Law. It's not litigation, but it is creating efficiencies with these workflows. I think that's the best term. And that really leads me into a technology question, right? I think we have made huge investments in technology, and we see it elsewhere in tax, where we're trying to automate that which is repeatable. We're trying to use AI to make workflows more efficient. And it seems like this is a little bit the same on the legal side.
Absolutely. So the way to think about this is that you have data, contracts, and workflows are all sitting on integrated platforms. This is allowing clients to track status, evidence, and obligations in close to real time as possible. So lifting that burden around the human management or the human component to it. And that's allowing their employees who, as Tom already mentioned, these departments are thinly staffed to focus on more strategic work.
Maybe one practical example is, let's just talk about real estate lease renewals, right? Or asset management from a real property portfolio perspective. KPMG's global network and our UK law firm in particular have developed some very good tools to enable our banking and asset management clients to maintain those assets and to handle those operational transactions that are part of maintaining a real estate lease portfolio at speed, with automation, and with standardization. And that, of course, is kind of a win-win-win. Of course, you're doing it faster, you're doing it cheaper, and you're doing it at a higher and more demonstrable quality level.
A great example.
The technology is a huge enabler in that collaboration between tax and legal.
And having in-house resources focus on more strategic work is always a good thing, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we absolutely need that, not just the subject matter expertise that the in-house teams bring, but also the cultural and regulatory and legal sensitivities to bear. If you think about it as a layered approach, that deep strategic and legal insight has to be there, and it has to be there on top of the networks and the culture and the technology that Jeff and I have been talking about. So this is not an either-or proposition. It's definitely an and both. But we're finding more and more in-house law departments and, candidly, more and more law firms coming to us to say, can we enable our people and our professionals by putting them on your platform, or you know, using your platform, to put it differently, to enable our professionals to do more?
That makes sense, particularly if we think about our industry, and it's not just legal, but we really need to layer on all of the regulatory implications for those same departments and the things that they're dealing with.
Right. And it's, as Jeff said, the controls and the quality assurance that we need to demonstrate, not just to our clients, but our clients need to demonstrate to their regulators and other stakeholders, are very, very important. And so we at KPMG, of course, are steeped in that compliance mindset. So the systems and the services that we develop on behalf of our clients always have that in mind, being able to demonstrate that we did what we said we were going to do, and that process is uniform, as Jeff mentioned, across a number of units.
What practical advice would you give a tax department or legal department as they start thinking about this transformation and how they do business?
Well, I think I'll go first and then turn it over to Jeff. I mean, the practical point I would share is this transformation has already been happening in the market for a long time, and it's accelerating for a bunch of reasons. In particular, the advances that technology is making. So taking a conservative or a traditional approach to these issues may be viable, but just to be clear, the world is absolutely changing around us.
Yeah, and I would just add, I completely agree with Tom. I believe that there's an opportunity for heads of tax and legal to identify 2 to 3 high impact areas, say standardized documentation for core products or ongoing monitoring of key positions or recurring regulatory interactions, and ask the question, what would it look like if there were a managed capability rather than a sequence of projects? Because getting those right tends to improve speed, it reduces costs, but it also strengthens the quality control. Exactly. That's the combination that the regulators and boards are looking for.
Well, Liz, let me just echo a point that Jeff made. I mean, sometimes this can seem overwhelming, just all the change that's happening in the market. And it is very important to pick off 1 or 2 places to start, to just understand the capabilities and the limitations of these technology solutions, and make sure that when you're building these tech-enabled solutions, that they are fit for purpose and that they are suitable for the job at hand. and then learn as we go. I mean, the exciting thing about what we're doing is we're learning all the time and changing and evolving, and it's happening very quickly. But again, it can sometimes seem overwhelming, but the goal is to start.
Well, I like what you're saying, Tom, and I think that the pace of change is incredible. And you mentioned that this has already started. So I think it's a train we probably all want to be on. And I would love to have you guys back in another 6 months or so, because given the pace of change, I'd love to hear about where else this has gone that maybe we weren't even anticipating right now.
Well, Liz, I'd always love to visit with you, and I'm sure Jeff would too.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the time today.
Yeah, as do I. So thank you both very much for sharing your insights. And thanks to everyone for listening. This is In the Vault with KPMG. I hope you join us next time. I look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks for listening to In the Vault with KPMG. Be sure to subscribe to this series to be notified of new episodes.